Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC presents Life with the Lions.
As Shakespeare said, uneasy lies the head that wears a crown. And in a smaller way, uneasy lies the head of any family. Now, Ben is normally a pretty tolerant fellow, but when the occasion demands, he can really put his size 11 foot down. And when he starts laying down the law, he talks so fast you can't see him inhale. Sometimes you wish he were. Of course, every man has his own method of getting results, so let's open the door of 181 Southwick Street and hear how Ben does it.
Now, look, family.
Barbara, will you please pass the pepper?
Here you are, Mother.
Could I have the grating?
Potatoes, Barbara?
Now, quiet down,
thank
everybody,
you,
please.
Barbara, for Pete's sake, pass the grating.
Oh, here. Could I have the applesauce?
Oh, try these peas, dear.
Silence, everybody. Quiet, please.
Is something wrong, dear?
Baby, what does it usually mean when I bang as hard as I can with my spoon?
It means you're trying to break your boiled egg.
But, Mother, we're having lunch.
I think he wants to say something.
Richard, your powers of observation are phenomenal.
No kidding. Ma, can I have the celery?
Now, be quiet. Your father wants to make a speech.
I don't want to make a speech. I merely want to say this.
Richard, you've eaten practically all the cold ham.
I thought you didn't want any more.
Well, he couldn't have eaten it all.
You can see for yourself, there's only one little sliver left.
And I bought 2 pounds. Ben, I thought you wanted to say something.
I do, but it seems a ham is getting all the attention.
Of course you are, dear. Now, go on, and we'll serve you while you talk.
Thanks. Now, what I have to say applies to all of you. You're getting entirely too careless with your things. You continually leave your things scattered all over the... Richard, must you make that noise?
I'm not making the noise. It's the celery.
Then fit a silencer on it. Now, I've told you often enough, there's a place for everything, and everything should be in its place. I don't think that's asking too much of you. Halt!
Well, go on, Daddy. We won't interrupt you again.
Well, see that you don't. And, Richard, please eat something that doesn't make as much noise as celery.
Okay, Pop, I'll make a sandwich.
Mrs. Lyon, here's the coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Aggie, I'm glad you're here, because what I have to say concerns you as well.
Hi.
There are far too many things left around this house. For example, this morning when I walked into the living room, I tripped over someone's brown handbag and fell flat on my face.
Aye, and I feel terrible. That was my new handbag.
Aggie. I appreciate your concern for your handbag, but what about my face?
It'll have to be recovered.
Well, use pink velvet so I'll match.
I was talking about my poor handbag.
Well, I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have left it there. Furthermore, this is something else I want you all to listen to. Richard, I thought you were going to eat a sandwich.
I am. This is a celery sandwich.
Well, Ben, is that all you wanted to say?
I haven't started yet. This morning I found a pair of football boots on the doorstep.
Well, don't look at me.
There's only one person in this house that's likely to leave a pair of football boots lying around.
You're right, Pop. Aggie, what have you got to say for yourself?
I'm talking to you, young man. You're supposed to put them in the cupboard.
You're absolutely right, Pop.
And I've got something to say to you, Barbara.
You seem to forget Barbara's a married woman.
Then why doesn't she act like one? Last night she left a darn bubble car right in front of my garage door.
She should have put it in the cupboard, huh?
Gosh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
I should think you would be. I couldn't get my car in the garage until I'd moved that traveling goldfish bowl.
It sure is a weird-looking thing.
Well, at least Miss Barbara locks it up. That's more than you can say for your motor scooter.
Thanks, Aggie.
What was that?
Oh, it's okay, Pop. I'm locking it up from now on.
You'd better.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, isn't it time you were leaving for the office?
Oh, yes, yes. I'd better hurry. I'm having a burglar alarm system installed today.
What for?
Well, it's not my idea. Colonel Price thinks because we keep a bit of cash on hand, we must have the latest warning system.
Well, that's ridiculous. If you want to catch burglars, why put out a system to warn them?
You know, honey, you've got something there.
Yeah.
Well, bye, family. I'll be home early.
Bye, Ernie.
Now I can finish my sandwich. Oh, excuse me, is this the office for the burglar alarm?
Well, you should know. You've already installed most of it.
Oh, that was my mate what done that.
Oh.
All I got to do is attach the wire to the alarm box.
Oh, well, you'd better get busy. You should have been here an hour ago.
Sorry, Gov. I shouldn't have come to work at all today. I got that, that there Persian flu.
No, no, you mean Asian flu.
No, Persian. I caught it off the cat.
If you're feeling as bad as that gag, you ought to be in bed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some papers to check over.
Oh, you carry on, mate. You won't be in my way.
Well, thanks.
A Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 19 miles on the Cumberland Gap.
I wonder if you'd mind closing that gap. I can't concentrate.
Oh, well, where's the steps?
Behind the filing cabinet.
Oh, come on, then. Let's carry him over.
You mean you want me to help carry it?
No, Gov. You carry the steps and I'll sort out my tools.
Anything to get you started. Here are the steps.
Do you smoke, Gov?
Yes, thanks, I do.
Good, could you give me a fag?
Here. Now, hurry up and fix that burglar alarm if you know how to.
If I know how to? I'll have you know my grandfather invented the burglar alarm. He'd made a perishing fortune, but before he had a chance to patent it, a burglar broke in and stole it.
The same thing's going to happen to this one if you don't get a move on.
Oh, I'll get started as soon as I finish my cup of tea. I wonder if you'd straighten out those wires while I finish my charge.
Anything to make you get a move on. Here, hold this piece of wire, will you?
Just put it in my left hand.
There, now, do you feel anything?
No.
Oh, then it must be the other one that's carrying the 10,000 volts. I thought that would give you a start.
Yeah, right, Gov. And all we do now is connect this little wire here to this here transformer here to this here wire here, and Bob's your auntie.
You mean it's all finished?
Yes. Just sign this bit of paper and I'll scarp her.
Good. All right. There you are.
So, do I get a tip?
Yes. Look out for live wires or you may come to a shocking end.
I'm going to report you to my union for this.
You do that. Oh, dear. Oh, hello, Colonel Price.
Oh, hello, Lyon. I'm just leaving. Would you like me to drop you off?
Oh, I certainly would. I'll just get my things together and lock the safe. We've got over 600 pounds in cash, you know.
Well, we need it now we've doubled our staff. But you know, I feel a lot happier now we have a burglar alarm, don't you?
I'm afraid not, sir. I think the minute you put a burglar alarm on anything, it makes people think you have something valuable to protect.
You do, eh?
Yes, yes. It reminds me of a story Ted Ray told me once. I think you'll enjoy this joke, Colonel. Listen, Ted said a burglar alarm is like a beautiful blonde in a suit of armor. It protects the goods, but it arouses the interest.
But I'm sure I should enjoy it. If it's a funny joke, by all means, go ahead and tell it.
Well, Colonel, you see, Ted said that... I'll tell you some other time. You better start before the traffic gets heavy.
Yoo-hoo! Anyone home?
Just a minute, Florian, I'll find out.
Well, I just popped in to bring back Richard's football. I found it in my kitchen.
Oh, thank you, dear. I hope he didn't break anything.
Well, I haven't checked the windows yet, but I think they're all right. You know, I'd like him to meet my nephew, Francis, who's visiting me for a fortnight.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. I think Francis is my favorite nephew. You know, but it's very difficult to decide because I've so many nephews and cousins.
So have I. I have dozens of cousins.
Really?
Yes. And every one of them's a relative.
How unusual.
Oh, Phoebe, hmm? Phoebe, I just stopped off at the tailor's and got my new suit.
Oh.
I thought... Oh, hello, Florrie.
Hello, Ben. And what are you staring at, if it isn't asking for too rude an answer?
You've got a football tucked under your arm.
Well, is that so amazing? Well,
yes, I thought your game was rugger.
Ben, that football happens to be Richard's. Here, give it here, Florrie. I'll put it away.
Phoebe, you haven't told me how you like my new suit.
Oh, darling, let me see now. It looks very smart. But don't you think pearl gray is sort of rushing the season a little?
Yes, and gray flannel picks up everything.
Really? Maybe that's why I got all those whistles on my way home.
Oh, so a girl whistled at you, eh?
Oh, she wasn't a girl, honey. She was an old lady of 32.
Ben. Well, Romeo... Tell us what you did when the girl whistled.
I ran and brought her dog back to her.
Well, darling, I still think it's a very smart suit. What do you think, Florrie?
Well, I think the tailor put a little too much air in that left shoulder pad.
You should talk about air, you old windbag.
Oh, Ben, now don't be annoyed. As a matter of fact, you were very wise to buy a suit like that.
You really think so, huh?
Yes, I do. I think the Knickerbockers are coming back.
Oh, Ben, those blue gloves are very unusual.
Gloves? Those are my hands. I'm cold.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, darling.
Well, how do you like my new suit, honey?
Oh, pearl gray. Oh, Daddy, wouldn't it have been better if you'd chosen something more suitable for this time of year?
Such as?
Pinhead.
Barbara, don't call your father names.
I was talking about a pattern. And if I call anybody names, it'll be Richard.
What's he done now?
He left a skate on the doorstep.
I didn't know he'd been fishing.
Barbara means a roller skate. I saw it when I came in.
Oh, then we better find a safe place to sit down until the other one's found. See how dangerous it is to leave things around, Barbara?
Oh, yes, Daddy. And I remembered what you told me about leaving my bubble car right outside your garage.
Oh, good girl.
So this time I put it inside the garage.
Oh, fine.
Constable Faraday said I was doing the right thing.
Who's he?
A new Irish constable. And is he a scream?
How do you mean?
Well, he's only been a policeman for a fortnight, and he's terribly eager and officious.
Oh, I know. One of those keen types.
Yeah. He said people are asking for trouble the way they leave their cars around unlocked.
Yes, but the trouble is where to leave them. I find parking such a problem these days.
Oh, come now, Florrie. How much space do you need to park your broomstick?
You almost said something funny there, Ben. You better watch it.
I'll see you to the door, Florrie.
Oh, no, dear, don't bother. There's no need for you to... Oh,
dear, good old Florrie. You found Richard's other skate.
Oh, my gracious. Florrie, are you all right?
Yes, thank goodness. Not that I'd get any sympathy from that laughing jackass.
Well, it was your own fault. Why don't you put your foot where it belongs?
If I did, you wouldn't be able to sit down for a month. Goodbye.
Oh, dear, you asked for that, Daddy.
Yes, Ben. You shouldn't have been so nasty to Florrie.
Oh, she knows I don't mean it. Besides, I knew she'd... Hey, well, I'll be darned. Look out of that window.
What is it?
Isn't that Richard's motor scooter down the street outside that sports shop?
Yes, I think it is.
I'll bet he hasn't even immobilized it.
Say, it's getting dark out there.
Yes, it certainly is. You know, it would serve him darn good and right if his motor scooter was stolen.
And that's exactly what's going to happen to it.
What?
Yes, I'm going to ride it home and hide it in the back of the garage. Just wait until he finds it's gone.
That's a wonderful idea.
Oh, I might have known it. Brand new motor scooter, and he doesn't even bother to lock it.
Pardon me, sir.
Oh, Constable. Please, you gave me quite a start.
Ah, guilty conscience, eh?
Why should I have a guilty conscience?
I'll ask the questions if you don't mind, sir.
Is this your motor scooter?
No. It happens to...
Oh, it's not. Name, please.
You're obviously new in this district.
Surname, please.
Oh, I'm lying.
That's what I thought. Well, let's have the truth.
My name's Ben Lyon.
Oh, sorry, sir.
That's quite all right.
Time, 6:30 p.m. Was proceeding down Southwick Street. Apprehended Ben Lyon, a notorious motor scooter thief.
What? I'm an actor.
Never mind the fiction, sir. All I want are the facts.
I'll give you something else if you don't stop this. I've been around this district for over 20 years.
Suspect admitted terrorizing the district for over 20 years.
I don't know what you're driving at, but I'm no more a motor scooter thief than Winifred Atwell.
That's very interesting. Suspect revealed name of partner in crime.
Constable, do I look like a criminal?
Suspect finally broke down and confessed.
Now, look, for the last time, my name is Lyon. I live right over there at 181 Southwick Street, and this motor scooter belongs to my son, Richard.
I see. Just a moment, sir. I must finish my report. The accused was questioned, but finally released through lack of evidence. Claims motor scooter belongs to his son, Richard. Sorry to have troubled you, Mr. O'Brien.
O'Brien, that's great. Well, so long and thanks.
You're welcome.
Darling, where have you been?
I forgot which controls I had to use to stop the scooter.
Oh. But, Daddy, you've been gone for 3 hours.
I couldn't stop the darn thing until I got to the high street.
But that's only a few hundred yards away.
I'm talking about the high street in Staines.
Honestly.
Where's Richard?
Well, he should be here soon. I thought you'd had an accident.
Oh, no, don't worry. Those little motor scooters are really pretty safe.
Richard's coming up the path.
Daddy, the scooter!
Don't worry. I've hidden it behind the garage. Now, don't forget, we've got to make him believe it's stolen.
Yes. And let's keep him in suspense for a while. This is going to be fun.
Oh, hi, family.
Oh, hello, son.
Hello, darling. Hello, little brother. My dear, dearest little brother.
Sorry, Barbara. I can't lend you any money this week.
I wouldn't think of borrowing money from you. You'll need all you've got now to buy yourself a new...
Barbara, not so fast. Richard, before you came in, we were discussing a very unfortunate happening.
What sort of happening?
One that's going to cause someone a great deal of heartache and suffering.
Ma, have you been making cakes again?
Oh, no, Richard. We were talking about a person we know who's had his motor scooter stolen.
Gee, that's too bad.
Son, I suppose you realize this would never have happened if the scooter had been put away and locked up.
I sure do. In fact, only this afternoon I said to myself, Richard, my boy, if you don't lock your scooter up, it's liable to be stolen.
You did, eh?
Yes, sir. So I put a chain around it and locked it in the greenhouse.
What?
Oh. What's the matter?
Your father's stolen someone else's motor scooter.
Mom!
Oh, don't worry, son. You'll be able to see me in Holloway. Barbara, haven't you got through to the police station yet?
No, Daddy, the line's still busy.
If I only knew who owned that darn scooter, I could call them up and maybe straighten the whole thing out.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, stop worrying. You know you're innocent.
Yes, but I've got to prove it.
Oh, you will, Pop. I read about a man just the other day who was falsely arrested, and the minute they found out he was innocent, they released him. Of course, that was after he'd spent 17 years in jail.
Oh, that cheers me up a lot.
Now, why don't you just put the motor scooter back where you found it?
No, thanks. I might run into Constable Faraday.
Here you see, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, thanks, Aggie.
You stop looking worried. All you have to do is tell the police that the scooter looked like Master Richard's, so you took it home.
Oh, they'd never swallow a story like that. A man who can't recognize his own son's scooter must be a silly old fathead.
Then they'll believe you.
I have the most helpful family.
Oh, I'm quite sure the sergeant will accept your story. After all, you're very well known around here as a man of honor and integrity.
Not to this eager beaver constable, I'm not. He's only been in this district a few days.
Even so, he looks like a very reasonable man to me.
Aggie, you haven't seen him yet, so how do you know?
Isn't he about 6'2", with a reddish complexion and thick, bushy eyebrows?
Yes, how did you know?
He's standing in our front porch.
He isn't.
He is, too.
I'm going.
So am I. So long, everybody.
Ben, you come back here. This is your big chance to straighten everything out.
Okay, I guess you're right.
I'll get it. Oh, good evening, sir. Are you from the police station?
Yes, I am, Begara.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Begara.
Good evening, Constable.
So we meet again.
You know, the funniest thing happened. Remember that motor scooter I thought belonged to my son?
Yes, we found the owner tonight. You should have pleaded guilty, Mr. O'Brien.
My name's Ben Lyon, and there's been a big mistake.
Ah, so now you're going under the name of Lenny the Lion.
Oh, come now, Constable. Lenny the Lion is just a dummy with a head full of sawdust.
Who is this woman?
That's Lenny.
All right, Mr. Lyon. Would you like to make a statement?
Oh, but Constable, my father only took it for a joke.
Yes, Pop's always joking.
Habitual offender, eh?
Constable, how about telling us who the scooter belongs to so we can call them up?
I intend to afford the suspect the opportunity to prove his guilt or innocence.
Oh, wonderful. Who does it belong to?
I have it right here in me book. Motor scooter reported missing by middle-aged lady named Wainwright.
Oh, well.
Boy. Hey, how long has she been riding a motor scooter?
Scooter in question belongs to her nephew, Francis.
Oh, Ben, how wonderful.
Yes, she'll laugh her head off when she hears about this. She's our best friend, Constable.
Oh, yes. Let's go over and tell Aunt Florrie about it.
I'm sorry, but I must take the suspect alone.
Oh, all right. Bye, darling, and don't worry.
Bye for now, dear.
All right, sweetheart.
So long, Pop. See you in jail.
What?
I mean, bye now.
Oh. This is Mrs. Wainwright's house, Constable. I hope we all find her in.
So do I, for your sake.
Yes. Charming woman. She'll vouch for me.
Oh, so it's you, Ben.
Oh, hello, Florrie, dear. Constable Faraday, this is my good, kind-hearted friend, Mrs. Florence Wainwright, the finest and most attractive woman in the entire neighborhood.
That's quite enough of your sarcasm, you insolent beast.
I thought as much. Ma'am, this man said he was your best friend. Of course, that was after he admitted taking your cousin's scooter.
What? Ben Lyon, is this true?
What do you mean, is it true?
Don't intimidate the witness. I think we'd better continue this discussion inside your house, ma'am.
Very well, if we must. Come along.
Thank you. Now, I'll take down your statement in shorthand.
You're wasting your time, Constable. My so-called friend doesn't intend to help me. Do you, old crumple puss?
Accused insulted witness.
How dare you? You barrel-waisted, pasty-faced, not-made half-wit.
Witness gave accurate description of accused.
Witness, my foot. If she's a reliable witness, I'm Sabrina.
Accused claimed to be Sabrina. But I saw no evidence to support it.
Stop talking drivel and get this man out of my house.
Mr. Lyon, since this lady refuses to help you, I must escort you to the station to be charged.
Oh, Constable, please don't do that. If this gets in the papers, I'll be ruined.
I can't help that, sir.
But I'm an honest man. I've always been honest. Children and animals trust me, even dogs I've never met before.
Mr. Lyon!
I help old ladies across the road even when they don't want to go.
Mr. Lyon! That's enough.
Very well. I'll come quietly.
Oh, Ben, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize he intended to arrest you.
Don't talk to me, you old crow.
Lyon, one more rude remark to this lady, and I'll put the handcuffs on you.
And I'll help him.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, wouldn't I? Constable, you hold his wrists and give me those handcuffs.
No, just a minute.
Florrie, let me go.
No. I'll soon have them on.
No, stop it, both of you.
Look, there. I've done it.
Take these handcuffs off me.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Lyon, kindly take the key out of my pocket and unlock the bracelets.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm dreadfully sorry.
You will be. I'm taking you both to the station for disturbing the peace and assaulting an officer.
Oh, no.
We might have sorted this out if you hadn't behaved like university students.
you for it.
We're home, Aggie.
Oh, Mrs. Lang, were you able to bail your husband out?
Yes, thank goodness.
Oh, did they let Daddy out without a stain on his character?
Well, they let him out with no more stains than he went in with.
I'll go and make a nice fresh pot of tea.
The jailbirds have returned.
Oh, Ben, darling, I'm terribly sorry about everything. You know, it would never have happened if that new policeman hadn't been fired with so much enthusiasm.
I've always found all the other policemen around here perfectly charming. But he's too big for his boots.
Yeah, and he can't get much bigger than that.
Richard, I'm in no mood for your silly jokes. Now listen, everybody. I want you all to benefit from this unfortunate experience. And in future, keep your things in their proper places, like I always do.
Yes, dear.
I'll get it.
I wonder who that can be at this time of night.
Oh, good evening, everyone. Oh,
Colonel Price! What a nice surprise.
Lan, you'll read all about it in the morning papers, but I had to come over and congratulate you personally.
What for?
We've been robbed.
What?
Yes, you were right about the burglar alarm attracting them, but thanks to you, Lion, they didn't get a penny.
You mean Pop locked all the money up in the safe?
Well, where do you think I put it?
But only a man of great intelligence would. He put it on top of the filing cabinet.
I left it up there? Of course I left it up there. Yes, of course I did.
Well, nobody but a half-wit would expect to find £600 entirely unprotected.
You're so right.
Yes, well, I must run along now, but I'll see that you get £100 bonus, Lion.
What? Oh, thank you, Colonel, but I really don't deserve it.
And, Mrs. Lyon, you can be very proud of that smart husband of yours.
Yeah, I'm very proud of Ben, too.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, Colonel.
Smart husband, huh? Leave £600 on top of the filing cabinet.
Is that what you mean by putting everything in its proper place?
Now, wait a minute.
Now, own up, Daddy. Colonel Price thinks you're very clever, but you can't fool your own family.
No, you're just as stupid as the rest of us.
That's a fine thing to say about a man who's going to buy his wife and daughter new outfits.
Daddy, darling!
Pop, about that thing.
And his son a new fishing rod.
Oh, oh, thanks, Pop.
What about Aggie and Florrie?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Ben. Lyon.
You know, for a clever man, I certainly am stupid.
That was Life with the Lyons, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Wilfred Babbage, and Hugh Morton. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. The scripts by Bob Block, Ronnie Hambury, and B.B. Daniels. Production by Tom Ross.